John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and here's how he showed himself. Together were Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We'll go too." They went out and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Throw the net on the right side of the ship and you'll find." They threw therefore, and now they were not able to pull it in for the multitude of fish. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his fisherman's coat, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they weren't far from land, but about a hundred yards, dragging the net with fish. As soon then as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. And Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you've now caught." Simon Peter went up and pulled the net to land full of large fish, 153 fish. And though there were so many, yet the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Then Jesus came and took bread and gave it to them, and also fish. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. So when they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than you love these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and walked where you wanted to. But when you're old, you'll reach out your hands and someone else will dress you and carry you where you don't want to go." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also leaned on his chest at supper, and said, "Lord, who is it that will betray you?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to wait until I come, what is that to you? Follow me." Then this saying went around among the brothers that disciple wouldn't die. Yet Jesus didn't say to him, "He won't die," but, "If I want him to wait until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is testifying about these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which, if they would all be written, I suppose even the world itself couldn't contain the books that would be written. Amen.